This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later, we'll break down what's happening on the Democratic side of the presidential race.
First, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Leaving home for college is exciting, can be scary. As he prepares to leave Madison for New York, Joe Schaefer reflects on the community that nurtured him and the difficulty of finding a new one.
On the near west side of Madison, there's a triangle-shaped patch of grass in the middle of the Hillington Green neighborhood. Ingeniously, we call it Triangle Park. Though it contains only a small play structure and six benches, it anchors a community I've belonged to for my entire 18 years. At Triangle Park, I met lifelong friends, got pink eye, and everything in between. On this tiny green island, my neighborhood has held celebrations, talent shows, and fundraisers. Once, it even hosted a professional wrestling league that my friends and I started, and that my parents quickly shut down. This fall, I leave the Triangle Park community to go to college in New York City. I'm scared, but then again, everything frightens me. In the summer, I was afraid of the bigger kids playing tackle football at the park. In winter, I was afraid of wiping out on the park's makeshift ice skating rink. At Halloween, I was afraid of the untended bowls of candy on the front porches with signs like, "Only take two pieces or the ghouls will get you." This time, though, it's not physical harm I'm afraid of. Sure, I might get run over by a taxi or die in a fiery falafel cart accident, but mostly, I'm afraid of leaving the community that tended me. When my mom had surgery, food piled up on our doorstep. When my short film screened at the Wisconsin Film Festival, people stopped on the sidewalk to congratulate me. Everyone knew your name, and everyone knew what you were up to. True, that kind of intimacy has its drawbacks. The other day, I came home by way of Commonwealth Avenue, and my mom was waiting for me. "Paula said she saw you walking in the middle of the street! Why would you do such a thing?" "I don't know, Mom," I said. "I do know this. In New York, you can't walk in the middle of the street. Nobody knows your name, and if someone asks you to wrestle professionally, you should probably run." The Triangle Park community existed long before my birth. Now, as I leave Madison, I'll have to create a community of my own. How to begin? When I get to New York, should I put up flyers? Or maybe place an ad in the Village Voice? "Kid from Wisconsin seeks group of people with whom he feels he belongs." No, I don't think it works like that. I'm going to have to do it the hard way, by starting conversations with strangers and finding points of connection that don't begin in Triangle Park. Still, even though I'm going out to the East Coast by myself, I don't feel alone. I know I have a community back home supporting me. Maybe, on vacation, one of them might even see me in New York, crossing Broadway. Maybe they'll immediately call my mom. "Joe didn't even wait for the light. He just walked right out into traffic."
Joe Schaefer is a graduate of West High in Madison. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
For many students, like Joe, college classes will start this week. And for parents, sending the kids off to the first year of college can bring up a lot of questions. Here to give us some advice now is Patty Lux Weber, Assistant Director for Parent Relations and Special Events at the UW-Madison Parent Program. Patty, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So what are some of the ways that parents and family members can best support their college students after they go off and join this new strange community?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's important for parents to know that their role is changing. They are more of a coach and a mentor now, and they should allow their student, the space that they need, and also allow their student to take on more responsibility for themselves. Parents aren't used to that. They're used to structuring things for their student and being very involved. And so kind of taking a step back and letting their student get into the driver's seat is something that that parents can do to be supportive. Knowing that their student will be more independent, the role of the parent really at this point is just to listen with an open mind and be supportive.
Does that happen right away, that independence, or should parents sort of expect there maybe to be a lot of leaning in the beginning and then maybe a tapering off as the kids get more used to their new environment?
Yeah, and I think that it depends on the student. There's some students who want to get right into, you know, kind of disconnecting from home for a little while and kind of submerge themselves in their new, new life. And then there's some students that will lean kind of heavier on their parents right away. But we do know from, you know, studies in general that students and parents are very connected more their first year, second and third year, not as much. And then the fourth year, as students are thinking about, careers and getting job offers, and there's a lot more where they kind of, come back to their parents a little more at that point.
A lot of parents will think about safety. You know, they're not there to watch over things. They're not there for that phone call when something goes wrong. So what kind of messages do you want parents to give their students to be safe and then to give the parents peace of mind?
Yeah, sure. Well, we start with messaging at orientation when parents and students come. We do a lot with both of them to talk about safety. And I think, it's really hard to be a parent away from their student at college to know exactly, you know, what's going on and is my student safe. And so I think just continued conversations that parents can have with their student about, you know, are they safe? Are they walking with friends? You know, just in general reminding their student that, their services on campus and they should be utilizing those and really just kind of sticking with friends when they're out and about to keep themselves safe.
I've heard that it can be reassuring to both the student and the parent to have a designated time to call, say, every week or every couple of weeks, an appointment. Do you recommend that?
Oh, that's interesting. I think that works for a lot of families. We encourage families to have conversations in the summer and before they bring their student to college about what their communication plan will look like. A lot of times it's funny to see. We ask parents how often they think they'll connect with their student, and then we ask the students the same, and we compare that data, and sometimes it's very off. I think the parents think that there'll be more communication than there might be. So I think just having a conversation and kind of figuring out what expectations look like on both sides and kind of meeting in the middle. An appointment's interesting. I haven't heard that, but I bet there's a lot of family situations that do that. But I think if it'll work if expectations are discussed in the beginning and they'll kind of, you know, figure it out as they go.
We're kicking off the new year on campus with Patty Lux-Weber of the UW-Madison Parent Program. So, Patty, I imagine a lot of universities, colleges have a similar kind of program. What do you do at the Parent Program to help parents and their students get off to a good start?
Yeah, so the Parent Program at UW-Madison, we've been here for 8 years, and we have a variety of services from a 1-800 number that parents can call and ask us questions as things arise. We help kind of triage calls. We host family weekend. We have a calendar and handbook that we give to every family. And then really our role is to coach parents on kind of that new role and giving them some talking points and things for them to discuss with their student so that parents kind of figure out what this new role looks like. If they call and ask about, let's say their student has a bad grade, we coach a parent to coach their student on how to work through that. So it isn't the parent that's, you know, making the phone calls and sending the emails, it's the student.
Do you have any advice for students for dealing maybe with some homesickness and for parents for dealing with not having their kid around for a while?
Yeah, those are two really interesting things. For a student who's homesick, we will get calls in the coming weeks, and that will happen. We encourage parents to talk to their students about getting involved right away. As soon as a student gets to campus, there's lots of ways for them to get involved. And so if they're out and about, whether it's through student organizations or things in their residence halls, it's just really important to kind of stay busy and get involved right away so that you're not feeling lonely, you're not by yourself in your residence hall. And then we also do encourage students who may be feeling homesick to think about a campus job, even if it's a few hours a week, just to stay connected with some other people is always helpful as well. So the other part of that is really parents, if they're It's a transition for both the college student and the parent. So parents at home are kind of figuring out, or will be figuring out, what kind of the new norm looks like at home, and figuring out what that looks like, whether there's other siblings at home still, or if they're, you know, they're empty nesters. It will take some time to adjust to it. There's a lot of resources, books, online articles, things parents can read, some things they can think about as they themselves are going through this transition.
A lot of transitions, like you said. It's a time of change. Well, Patty, thank you so much for joining us and helping us through it.
Yes, you're welcome.
That was Patty Lux Weber, Assistant Director for Parent Relations and Special Events at the UW-Madison Parent Program. We've been talking about advice for sending your kids off to college.